kitchen or a new bath, make sure you call Callier and Thompson. Callier & Thompson has been synonymous with quality here in St. Louis since 1955. And you might have heard the name and you might think to yourself, whoa, they're a little bit too rich for my blood. Don't think that. At Callier & Thompson, yes, they do quality remodels, but they also stay within your budget. Whether it's high-end or middle-end, whatever it is, Callier & Thompson will stay within your budget. 55 years of experience bringing you the latest in terms of styles, in terms of features, in terms of new kitchens and new baths. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. CallierandThompson.com to find out more. Or check out their showroom. It's on Manchester, just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's. You want quality kitchen and bath remodeling? You want Callier & Thompson and CallierandThompson.com.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. Call today at 800-970-8011.
Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No. Work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Now your shopping this holiday season starts at Plaza Frontenac. Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Pottery Barn Kids, J. Crew, Lululemon Athletic, and now open St. Louis Bread Company and over 40 shops and restaurants to brighten the holidays. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS. Brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. St. Louis Closet Company can organize your closets, pantries, home office, laundry room. 314-781-9000. Ask about their fall special, St. Louis Closet Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't worry, folks. This show will be over before you know it.
Frost over.
That's a fact.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Just in the middle of doing something I hate when people do when I'm around them, and that's finishing a text. I just got it done, just in time. Important. I had to get it shot out there. Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the large morning show in the afternoon. Boy, do we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about today. What a weekend.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Doesn't sound like it. I hear no enthusiasm.
What was that voice?
Yoo-hoo.
I don't know. That's a thing. Don't you have a thing? Where, how's everybody doing?
Oh, yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Isn't that Mo?
I don't know who that is.
How's it going, Frank?
Yeah, it's going great, Lauren. Thanks for asking.
That was Lauren?
Yeah, she's got a woman of a thousand voices.
She had another voice.
Wow. So much to talk about. Burke segment. We might as well get her right underway. Anybody, anything.
I do.
Speak now or forever hold your pizza. What do you have? Peon, Eon the Peon, everybody. Control board operator extraordinaire. What's going on?
Thank you very much. It's been a while since I've shared a recipe that I've made at the...
It has been quite a while.
It's been a while. So
Chef Peon.
I tried a recipe. And this one will be perfect for this week with leftovers, because I was thinking about a Thanksgiving pizza. I go, I think that would work. And I actually found a couple different variations of a Thanksgiving pizza online.
You know, so, you want to put out a recipe book? Here's the name of it.
Yeah.
It's called These Recipes, but at the top of it is your name. So the book cover will say, Pee on These Recipes.
Oh, ooh, nice.
You like that?
Yes, I think that's good.
Think it over.
I think that's a go.
Give that some thought. Okay,
yeah. So I did a couple different, took something from this recipe and something from... So I think it'd be great for leftovers this week if people wanted to maybe make this over the weekend.
Did you experiment and already try it?
Yes, yeah. I went over to my mom and dad's, Angela and I did last night, and I cooked pizzas for all of us. And my sister and her boyfriend were there.
Pizzas.
So you can basically take any pizza crust. I just bought the Pillsbury ones that come in a can, those cans that spring apart, you know, like the biscuit cans.
I love popping those cans. You pop
them apart.
They make me nervous.
I remember getting to do that when I lived at home before I got married. Woo. Unfortunately, I don't get to do it now because those biscuit tubes are too much work for my wife in the kitchen. So I don't get to pop those cans anymore.
It's amazing. I'd love to see how they compress that dough that dough is double the size of the can.
It is the greatest. When you crack it on the corner of the edge of the counter, it's the best.
So I've used those Boboli pizza shells before, and those are okay, but for this one I just wanted a standard pizza crust, and I've never used those Pillsbury in a can before, so I bought a couple of those. Just there's one crust in each can. Then I bought some dry stuffing, you know, that comes in a bag. Everybody buys, you know, the either Stovetop or Pepperidge Farms or whatever, and just the dry. I didn't pre-make it. And so I did a layer of that on the bottom of the crust. And then instead of pizza sauce, you use turkey gravy. And then you just get some roasted turkey, whatever. If you know, everybody will have leftover turkey. You can put that on there. And then I bought some of those French fried green beans just in the freezer case at the store.
If everybody, you just said something interesting.
What?
Everybody will have leftover turkey. Now, if that's the case, I guess everybody wants leftover turkey, because if you didn't, there's an easy solution. Every year, get a smaller turkey.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no, I think people love cooking the big bird.
I think they deliberately have too much.
Sending it home with everybody here. Everybody take a baggie of turkey and potatoes. So roasted turkey, and then they sell. Have you ever had it? Restaurants have them everywhere now. They're French fried green beans. They're essentially just green beans in like a light batter with
like onion rings. Except
yes, yes. There's a grocery store. I'm not going to mention them, but they're the only ones I've been able to find that has their grocery store brand in the freezer case. They're green beans. They're green and they're onion flavor. So I just put those. I just put those on there.
Two
frozen.
Birds with one stone, and those green bean casseroles.
Yes.
And you wouldn't have to do the onion.
That's what I thought.
It's already
that's
built
what
in.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
So you do a layer of those on the pizza too, and then I took. I don't know if you've ever heard of fingerling potatoes.
It sounds dirty.
It does sound very dirty.
It sounds like something fingerling. I don't want to eat if somebody fingered the potatoes.
No.
I'm not gonna eat
fingerling.
Oh.
But there's like four or five different colors of these potatoes, and they're all about finger size. That's why I think that's why they're called fingerling potatoes.
Oh, could be.
They're skinny. They're skinny about the length of a finger, but there's one that's like black colored, like a black or a dark purple. And then, like a red skin,
like a finger,
one.
They got slammed in a car door.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I essentially just sliced those up like pepperoni, threw those on the pizza, and then I topped it with a mixture of mozzarella and Gruyere cheese. Have you ever had Gruyere before?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's French.
Is that the stuff you make macaroni and cheese with?
Gruyere.
Nope.
I don't know. A lot of people use Velveeta in macaroni and cheese, but I've never been a fan.
Is it white or yellow?
It's like a dark white, like a off white almost.
That's what horse face. What's her name? Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker washes her hair. That's Garnier.
Oh yeah.
Sorry. That's
so
different.
So essentially that was it, and I cooked it for about. It took a little while for the potatoes to get done. So maybe anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes. at like.
And you'll be posting this?
Yes, I'll post the recipe on our Facebook page. It turned out great.
You'll be inundated otherwise.
Yes. I mean, I was surprised because, whenever you try something like that, you're not sure how it's going to turn out. And, no, it turned out really good. So there you go.
Turned out really well. In this case, it could be good because it's food. So it actually could turn out to be good.
I'll never know that.
In this case, you're off the hook. Good is fine. Anything else? Anybody else? Anything?
I have one more thing.
And now part two.
I don't know if I talked about this last time I went. Angela and I and her dad and stepmom went to this place, I want to say a couple months ago. But there's
now, who is Angela?
Angela is my wife. Okay. Lovely bride of almost 3 years.
You say it like it's an eternity.
Of almost 3 years.
It's almost 3 years.
Sounded like 30.
So we did this a couple months ago, and then I just took my cousin this weekend because he's a big arcade fan. And there's a place in I don't know if I talked about it on the show, but there's a place in Roxana, the pinball place. Did I mention that?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's maybe I talked about it off the air. But
you could have talked about it. Remember that day I was off?
Oh, you know what?
You could have done it on that
one day.
That day
I
was off. Yeah, could have been then.
But you hardly ever take off.
There's this place. It looks like it used to be a old just brick church, but they've turned it into like a pinball, an arcade place. And you pay $10 to get in, and there's 70 plus old pinball games, new pinball games. Yes, and the free games, it's all free play. So you can play all night long. I think it was open from 6 to midnight. For $10, it was a great time. I mean, I think we stayed there almost. We were there 3-4 hours. But they have old arcade games too. Just maybe 10 to 12 arcade games, but it's mostly pinball.
I wonder how come they advertise. Nobody knows anything about it.
I know. Well, they only open. I think it's just somebody's side thing. They only open 2 weekends a month, and on Friday, I guess, because they have a regular 9-to-5 job. They can't do it every day. But I don't know. It was very fun. So.
Okay, that's a good contribution. Give it up for Peon, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Good contribution to the Burke segment today. Good food and good fun.
You should be on the food
now. One Burke segment. Anybody else?
Nope.
No. Case once, twice, three times. All right, boy. So much is going on here. First of all, I don't know and didn't know who Lee Corso is. You guys probably do. You know who this is?
Yes. He used to be a coach, and he's a commentator now
on ESPN. Yeah. And said the F word on the air, but what I hate and what's frustrating is they don't say what the F word is. They just say F-dash-dash-dash in the paper. What? How are you supposed to know what they're talking about?
Yeah. Frog? Something like that?
He said F it. Oh. Whatever the word was. And I like the way that he handled it, though. He said it was my, this is his quote, it was my first time in 25 years at ESPN. He says, I will make one mistake every 25 years. Next time, I'll be 101. That's funny. I like the way he did it. You know, he said, hey, it slipped out. I'm sorry. And, what else are you going to do? What else can you do?
I mean, is it that big of a deal because it's on cable, right? But, I mean.
That is absolutely true. ESPN is not regulated by the FCC.
Yeah.
So if CNN or Fox News wanted to, they could air every, when somebody's arrested and they go, you F you cops, they could air all of that. And they wouldn't be violating any regulations anywhere, which is pretty interesting. But you're right. On ESPN, he's just apologizing because, ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Discovery Channel, A&E, they, even though they could, they're not Comedy Central after midnight, and they're not HBO or Cinemax, so they choose to have some guidelines. So I like the way that I like the way he handled that. I continue to not get Piers Morgan. I don't get this guy. I think he's good.
No.
He's not funny. He's not interesting to me. There's nothing about, Regis Philbin retired last week. I recorded and I watched the last Regis show. And I'll have to tell you, Regis, it's hard not to like Regis. He's just a likable guy. He's funny. He's irritating in a funny way. He's got that Bronx, New York accent. And thank you.
Wow.
And,
where is he from originally? He lived here for a while, didn't he? Or is he from St. Louis?
No, I talked about this last week. He commuted to St. Louis every weekend. Were you not listening to the show?
I guess not.
He did a TV show here called something like Regis' Saturday Night in St. Louis. It was on Channel 4. It was terrible.
did it in the early 70s. But the point is, Regis has a personality. This Piers Morgan, he's just blah. He's just sort of there. He's not, at least Larry King, like him or not, had a style. You know, that hunched over, there was a character. There's nothing with this guy.
No, that show will eventually go away. He's already out of the America's Got Talent show. He's already fired from that one.
Oh, yeah, so he says, though, his spin on it is he needed to dedicate more time to the
late night show.
Right, like anybody would give up sitting at a table watching entertainment, and all you have to do is comment on it. Like you'd walk away from that gig. No, they kicked him out of there, I'm sure, and they need to kick him off the CNN thing. He's just not... I don't know how to put
personable.
This to make it sound. He's not. Yeah. He does. You don't connect with him.
Nope.
There's nothing to connect to.
Because he acts like his poop don't stink.
Now, we were supposed to have Mr. Wandoff on the phone by now. Do we have him on the phone? I guess we do.
He's just
live from somewhere is John Wandoff as we get ready for the big Black Friday weekend. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
You sound like you're in a secret meeting or something. Like,
no, I'm in a duck line.
Can the ducks hear you if you talk loud?
My buddy Jay Andrews and I are in E5 on the farm just outside of Foley, just a little south of Ellsbury, Winkshoot Farm.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you, because it's a little hard to hear you. Are you deliberately, can the ducks hear you if you talk louder, or is that a problem?
Yes, the ducks can hear us, Frank. Right now, I don't think we have to worry about that. There are any ducks in the area. But
because you shot them all, or just because they didn't come around today?
No, we haven't shot them all. There's probably still about 60 million in North America.
Oh, 60 million?
No, I mean shot them all in the area where you are there.
No, sir. No. There's a lot of ducks. A lot of ducks in the area. It's been a great year so far, and I hope the other hunters are out there having fun and being safe. I'm hunting with my son, Sam, who came home... for the holidays, and we had a great time together yesterday, and plan on getting all the other boys out here during the next how are you doing?
We're having a tough time here. You seem distracted. You turned away there.
Sound like the guys on golf.
Somebody's turning out a duck or something.
Yeah,
or
it does sound like a golf commentator on the course.
Sound like a golf commentator. Did you ever hear him do this?
Yeah, coming in from the duck. Well, now you separated yourself, because I never heard a golf commentator do that.
No.
Yeah, probably be in trouble.
That would be frowned upon, I think.
Yeah, speaking of that, Tiger Woods has got a bunch of potential new advertisers now that he's picked his game up again. It's amazing to me. All the guy's got to do is play a couple good games, and here comes the advertising money again. And I didn't see Chevy listed as one of his new endorsements on there. We can't hear you. Are you talking to us?
I am talking. Maybe you can hear me because it's
now
a bad reception.
All
right. Well, listen. The thing with me, even if I'm here, duck hunting, all the wonderful people are still at Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet. We just had Chris Stewart, one of the top young St. Louis Blues hockey players, come out and buy a vehicle from us. Friend Kelly Chase.
Yeah.
People could buy anywhere.
See, that kid is big. He's strong. Skates like the wind. And how about new coach Hitchcock, and the team is playing really well under them, and they got a game tomorrow night, 6:30 down the Scott trade. So I won't be going, but I think my sons are going. But it's a great time of year. Holidays. We will be open on, of course, tonight until 9:30, all day tomorrow, all day Wednesday, and then of course Thanksgiving Day we'll be closed. But back again Friday, 6 a.m. So it's going to be Black Friday.
Wow.
Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet.
Why?
That's Good Friday. I mean, it's a great time to come out and buy a car. Come out and buy a Chevy car truck right now at Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet. And unbelievable deals. How about that sweetheart that we talked to on the phone, that lady and her daughter from Jacksonville, Illinois?
Well, people have no idea what you're talking about. This was Saturday. I spoke to a couple of customers that bought a Malibu from you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. And,
very, very nice. Came in from Jacksonville, Illinois. Could have bought any number of places between here and there.
It's terrible. I did not remember her name. I will when
Heather.
Her daughter Heather and her mom. Isn't it like Cokie?
I don't remember, but thanks to those adorable folks.
Oh, she's so cute. And she just really enjoyed having the chance to talk to you. So that's the difference between you and so many other people. You know, you figure I'm going to call someone at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and you answered on the second or third ring, and we were on the phone together for 15 minutes, and, you know, she just loved it. So.
Well, when I see your name on the ID, I think every time, this is it, this is the Corvette call. You know, that's why I jump
on. Yeah, you got to answer.
This is it, here it comes. And then, of course.
You got to act all,
yeah, because excited. I want to be there when that call comes. I want to be, you know, right there.
All right, it's time for us to just squash
it. Just squash it now?
Man. We'll discuss it later.
We're going to have lunch.
Okay.
First full week in December.
Okay.
And let's put a plan together.
Go.
I don't want to drive a Corvette, though. Three or four months, do you?
Well, apparently you don't want me to. That's
awesome.
Those Camaros are nice.
Why don't you throw a phone number out there, and we'll let you go back to the Ducks, and then we'll kick that around later.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or 24/7/365 at lawnduck.com. And Interstate 270 in Washington, Elizabeth.
Okay. If we get a chance, we'll play this back for you, and you'll probably never do another one from a duck blind if you hear this back. Happy duck hunting. See ya. Okay, there he goes. Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Seriously, I mean, if he could hear that, he'd go, oh, man, I'm never doing that again. Yeah, I mean, honest to goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, we got this.
Yeah, it sounded like he was talking to someone else.
Turning his head and, yeah.
That for sake.
Hey, okay. I was at Londoff this morning.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not finished. Yeah. Oh. I was up in his office. I was getting my car serviced. I was up in his office. I have never seen anyone multitask like he does.
No, he's unbelievable. And he doesn't sleep, apparently.
Oh, and he's he was all wound up.
The only Cardinal game that I went to was the sixth game, and he was there, and then he was up at 3 o'clock the next morning to go duck hunt a turkey or whatever it was. He must have worked on like 3 hours sleep. I have to have nine maybe. I'd love to be that way. So I don't know what the secret is, but if I ever find it, I'm gonna participate in what he's eating or drink what he's drinking or whatever it is. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We'll take a quick break. We come back with a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, we do have an accident just happened. It's on southbound 270 just before Page, and the left center lane is blocked. Traffic is lighter than normal this afternoon. We do have a little bit of slow traffic as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge from about Busch Stadium on eastbound 40. Once you get over the bridge, it looks good. Eastbound 70 is heavy from Salisbury through St. Louis Avenue and 10th Street before it opens up. You're looking a little better than normal on westbound 40. Just a little slowdown now between Hampton and McCausland. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials, and get not just $10 Kohl's cash, but for the first time ever, $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Mizzou Tigers are here on KTRS. It is the Border War in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium as Missouri takes on Kansas this Saturday, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pre-K begins at 1:30.
Get every pass, every play right here this Saturday on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
It's 3 days only at Joseph A. Bank. All wool suits, 60% off. All handcrafted sport coats, 60% off. Even all top coats, raincoats, and luxurious leather jackets, 60% off. Plus, everything else except gift cards, rentals, watches, and shoes, 40% off. That's everything else in the store. 40% off. Plus, take an extra 25% off your entire purchase of $100 or more, excluding gift cards and rentals. That's an extra 25% off your entire purchase. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday only at Joseph A. Bank.
5 area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, Chesterfield, Lake St. Louis, Fairview Heights at the Shops at St. Clair, and in De Pere.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
Mortgage rates have plummeted to an all-time history-making low. And Golden Oak announces a lower fixed mortgage of 3.5%. 3.5% fixed!
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Folks, we have never, ever seen mortgage rates this low. This is lower than the 1950s. Take advantage now. If you're still paying in the fives or sixes, you need to refinance immediately and lower your monthly payment.
Call Golden Oak today and claim your 3.5%. Beat the rush. Millions of dollars will be refinanced by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.5 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.821 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Every day, epic power failure strikes thousands of victims.
I was meeting this guy, Tyler, in the mall. I texted him that I was in the Pottery Shack checkout line, but his phone died halfway through. So he read, running late, on the pot.
Avoid epic power failure with the PowerMat backup battery. One full charge whenever, wherever you need it. Stay charged all the time with a PowerMat smartphone receiver and charging mat. Just enable your phone and drop in charge. PowerMat. Stay in charge. Visit stayincharge.powermat.com.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction, and I want to thank everyone that has supported us over the last 10 years. With your help, we have grown to become a nationally ranked exterior remodeling company. We currently hold 3 Angie's List Super Service Awards for roofing, siding, and windows. Qualified Remodeler ranks Lane House in the top 500 nationwide at 327, up from 414 last year. For roofing, siding, windows, or gutters, call Lane House Construction, 314-845-2166 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Attention players, Casino Queen now has $2 blackjack and 25-cent roulette, plus the loosest slots in the country. Have more fun at Casino Queen. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Game subject to availability.
Hi, George Weber. Weber Chevrolet is going to have an unprecedented sale to kick off the holiday season. Stay tuned this week to hear details on how you can literally save several thousand dollars with no gimmicks and no catch. Only at the 4 locations of Weber Chevrolet.
Kohl's opens at midnight Thursday with over 500 early bird specials. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 you spend. No limits. See store for details. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
I just said that.
With the stars up above in your eyes.
And so here's the deal with Tiger Woods. I didn't watch him play this weekend, but apparently he's played the last couple times pretty well. Anybody in the room, name the advertisers he lost.
Oh,
I have the list.
Didn't he lose the Nike? List?
No, he did not lose Nike.
Buick?
He lost Buick. Check this. He lost AT&T,
Accenture, Gatorade, Buick, Titleist, American Express, Gillette, General Mills, and Tag Heuer.
Ooh.
He lost all of those.
Out of coin.
He kept Nike, huh?
What is Tag Heuer?
Tag Heuer is a watch.
Oh, okay.
You never heard of Tag Heuer?
No.
Watches?
Nice watch.
No, never.
Ah. Well, now you know. He kept Nike because if you think about it, there is so much invested in goods, in shirts, hats. The stuff is all produced. It's made. It's got him all over it. It would have been, you know how much it would have cost to pull that stuff out of the stores? I mean, that's pretty good insurance that they'll stay with you when you have a bunch of stuff, clothing, that your clothing line named after you.
Oh, and his video game this year was the first time they didn't have him on the cover. It was a green at the Masters, because it was called the Masters.
Tiger Woods still has EA Sports. That's EA Sports. He never lost them.
Never lost it, but they did not put his, it's the
face
first
on
time.
The cover.
Yeah, it's the first time he wasn't on the cover.
Yeah. He kept that. He kept TLC Laser, because he had LASIK. Upper Deck. What is Upper Deck?
That's a baseball card.
Sports cards, yeah.
Okay. NetJets, which most people wouldn't know about. That's more of a direct marketing campaign. NetJets is you pay for time to lease a private jet. So you buy blocks of time, like you buy 50 hours, and then there's a fleet of jets you can pick from. He was a spokesperson for them. And KOWA, what the heck? It's a textile company. I've never heard of it.
Huh.
He kept them. KOA, maybe it's a foreign sponsor somewhere that we don't know about here, because I've never heard of it. But here's who he has he's picked up. This is it's pretty interesting. He picked up Fuse Science, which is a nutrition company. He's going to be doing endorsements for them, and he signed an agreement. You know, he lost Tag Heuer, but he picked up Rolex. Kind of a step up.
And Roger Federer.
Yeah, Federer's a Rolex guy, too. So he and Federer are now Rolex spokespersons, and that's the latest on the money and the endorsements of Tiger. Nobody's feeling bad for Tiger, because he certainly, if he didn't do any commercials, he'd be fine. Now, I got to share this with all of you, and I have to hold back and not call you names who get up early and take part in this Black Friday thing, because I've seen the size of the crowds. So if I insulted you, I'd be insulting a lot of people.
And you know, some people, it's an event for them. I mean, they just get together and they do that, not necessarily to get all the deals, but just to
go. And that these people you're talking about are women people. They're not men.
Yeah.
The some people who make an event out of it and get together are chicks. Ooh, let's meet in the parking lot. I'll drive and I'll bring Sheila and you, and then the six of us, we'll be there when the doors open. That's a chick thing. And I've seen the size of the crowd, so I'm not going to say you're all nuts or anything, but here's what I will tell you. I watched a guy this morning on one of the news stations, and he was, you could tell that he had done his homework. He has studied for years now the sales, the merchandise, the discounts, the regular prices after the Black Friday is over, and here's essentially what he said, that if you really believe that by getting there early in the middle of the night or 3 o'clock in the morning or midnight or whatever, that you're saving any money, you really don't understand the whole marketing gimmick, because you're not. He said the number of people who actually get something somebody else can't get is such a tiny, tiny fraction of a percent that it's not even worth discussing, because he said this false, misleading marketing about limited supply and they're going to run out, and if you don't get it and be one of the first 100, he said it's all crap. He said you can, in every case of the merchandise that he has been checking over the years, he said it's almost impossible not to get the same deal or a better deal if you wait a couple of days. He says you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time, and you're subjecting yourself to all that chaos, and you're really not getting anything, because you will get those same or better deals. In fact, I saw It was somebody who was a spokesman for, I don't know, some big company. It wasn't Macy's. It was a big company saying, this year our plan is to make sure that customers actually save more by coming to see us after Friday. Because they don't want, you know, business to just stop.
Right.
And when Friday, the people, well, the deals are gone. So their focus is now, the real savings comes later. It's just all marketing. It's all marketing. So don't, you know, don't subject yourself to getting crushed or trampled or something by, you know, by going out whenever it is they're doing it. And here's another thing. This talk about people, you know, being upset because some of these stores now are going to open Thanksgiving night. They're actually not going to wait till Friday. They're going to open it as early as 9 o'clock Thursday night. And I hear that somebody is saying, well, the employees are upset. They don't have Thanksgiving with their families, and people should be with their families on Thanksgiving. Here's the deal. I'll bet you there are, within a big company or a store, plenty of people who would love to have the holiday double time, overtime, whatever you want to call it. When I used to, and retail is a frantic, difficult, chaotic place to work during the holidays. I've done it. I worked in a couple of different drug stores and like five and dime kind of stores, a furniture store, and oh my goodness, I dreaded the holiday season. But what I didn't dread was the paycheck, because I got double time on a holiday, like, you know, Thursday, Friday, whatever. And they make it seem like everybody has a Norman Rockwell type home where everybody gathers around the table and the relatives come in from out of town and there's a big perfect turkey. No, not everybody has that. There are single people. There are single moms raising kids who love to get the time in. In fact, it sort of takes their minds, I think, off the fact that they don't have anybody.
But
does that make sense?
Yeah, but also by 8 or 9 o'clock, everything's finished with family stuff usually. I mean, you usually, everybody gets together.
Oh, my goodness. By 2 o'clock, their belt is open another notch, and they're on the couch. Oh, it's, man, yeah. stuff.
It's the only day of the year you eat dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. I think if you give the employees the option and say, look, sign up if you want to work, then sign up, because we certainly want to give the work to the people who can really use the extra dough. And if you have big family commitments and you have children and your relatives are coming, yeah, let us know that and we'll work it out. But they make it seem like everybody's being forced to work when nobody really wants to. I disagree. I remember working all the holidays and weekends and working at night and being thrilled to death to get to do it. Now, one other thing I want to cover, and then we'll you can go ahead and call. We'll take some calls now too. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. You can talk about anything that's going on or anything else. We don't care. What am I missing about the Natalie Wood thing? I think a lot of people don't even know who Natalie Wood is. Pion, do you even know who she was?
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard. I've never seen her in anything, but I know of the story and everything.
What is the deal with this captain or whatever now? Was it 30 years or something? Later, he comes up and says, Robert Wagner, it's his fault. He killed her or he's responsible.
There's a lady who says she heard her screaming for help.
Well, yeah, if you fell in the water, you'd be screaming for help. But who's this woman? I haven't heard from
her. Another gal from a different boat that had her window open.
Was she just now saying this?
I think so.
Where have they been? You know what? I say it's all BS, because if it were significant at all, they would have said something before now. My goodness, she's been dead for ever. I don't get that. I don't get them, you know, coming forward at this late date. And I don't know what they expect to benefit, except looking like somebody. If they really had anything significant, wouldn't you look pretty stupid to the world if you waited this long to tell people you knew something? I don't get it. Mike's on the phone. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, Frank. I'm yes, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
You know, the F word's going around quite a bit lately.
What?
Effing this and effing that.
Let me tell you something, Mike. Things have changed a lot in the last couple of decades because it's used like the word T-H-E. I mean, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
I got a question for you, though.
Sure.
There's a town in Illinois called Effingham. Now, what's the real name of that town?
hey, you know what,
Mike? We talked about this.
My daughter, when we were watching TV, the news one time, and they kept saying Effingham, she just started cracking up. I'm like,
because it does sound right. Yeah. No. We'll check into it. We'll find out the real name of that town.
Thank you very much. You guys have a very nice Thanksgiving.
You too, Mike. Thank you.
God bless you all.
Thank you. You too. Well, isn't that nice? No, we'll check into that. I'm going to get to the bottom of that.
I think it's just called Ham, Illinois.
Yeah. No, we'll find out. John is here. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, AM and PM.
Thank you. Close enough.
I work Labor Day, I work Memorial Day, I work Christmas Eve and other holidays, and I don't get time and a half. I'd rather be off with my family. I just get another day. That's it.
Well, and that obviously has to do more with your particular employer. Are you an hourly worker or are you salary?
Yes, I am.
And they don't give you time and a half on a holiday?
No, they don't.
Mean.
It's mean, yes, I do believe. If you're going to put in the time on a holiday away from your family, I think you should be paid time and a half.
Absolutely. Double time. I couldn't agree more. Let me ask you, what kind of work is it? Just, you don't have to get specific, but what kind of work is it?
It's in a retail.
And they don't give you a choice. They just say, here's your schedule. You're working.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's not the way it should work. That I don't agree with. I do agree with letting the people who want the hours get the hours. But if you got a family, and wouldn't you agree there are people who, not only do they not have family, they need a distraction. They need to be working so they're not sitting around going, everybody's got somebody but me. That's sad.
I've been there. I've been in that predicament too, you know. But
yeah.
I think there is a little bit too much greed on that corporate side, and I think that we don't need it.
All right, John, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have time for Lee. I get Lee real fast. Lee, I got about 30 seconds. What's up?
Sir, I was listening to your radio program, and there was a comment made that nobody remembers Natalie Wood.
No. Peon is young. I said I doubt that he knows who she was because he's in his 34 or whatever.
And I'll tell you two movies I saw her in. One was with James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause.
Right. And we know who she is.
Yeah. And the second movie was with John Wayne, and the title was The Searchers.
Right. Now, our point was young people may not know her, and the other point was why now does the guy say he knows something?
One more thing.
Yeah.
I worked for 30 years in a police department in the city. We never got double time.
Now, that's wrong, too.
No, sir, it's not.
It's not wrong?
No, it's not wrong at all.
To me, I think police officers should get double time on a holiday.
We got overtime if you worked past 8 hours, but no double time.
Okay.
But when I worked at McDonnell Aircraft, that did apply real good.
Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. All right. This is the time of year. A lot of people looking at their 401ks and looking at their investments. What can we afford to spend? What do we have? What do we not have? Look at this last stock market thing that's going on. This is why people have financial advisors, and this is why a lot of people have Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus. If you have $25,000 or more, you know, what I want to say, your first goal is to just hang on to it. I mean, my goodness, if you can avoid losing money, I think you're ahead of the game. But if you can turn it into more and have it work for you and make money, that's an even better thing. That's what they do. They advise you. It's really all up to you. All they can do is say, look, here's what we know, here's what we've studied, here's what we'd suggest for you based on who you are, how many people in your family, how old you are, what kind of life you want to live, when you want to retire, blah, blah, blah. They're easy to get to. You go to this website, markandjason.com. They'd be happy to talk to you. Again, $25,000 or more to invest, markandjason.com.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, we're running pretty slow now on southbound 270 between Dorset and Page, and that's all due to an accident. Now they've moved it off to the right lane, and that's what they are blocking at this time. Some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 now from Grand through St. Louis Avenue. Also, westbound 4064, that's running heavy Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And you may find a little slowdown as you approach the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report It's brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Hurry in before year end and save $25 on any oil change, tire rotation, and wiper blades. Plus, save up to $20 on your second oil change with mail-in offer when you upgrade to Pennzoil synthetic motor oil. Jiffy Lube, keep my ride alive. Participating Jiffy Lube stores only. From the Golden Oak Blending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Fresh and flavorful. That's Red Diamond Tea. It tastes that way because it's made that way. Every day we brew our tea fresh from tea leaves, not in mixes or powders. Made fresh and delivered fresh to your grocery, ready to drink. There's an art to making a perfect glass of iced tea, and we practice it every day. Drink fresh. Drink Red Diamond.
We got a lot going today. We've got a lot of stuff to do because it's a short week because of Thanksgiving. Jose Hernandez will be here next hour. We're going to talk Tech Talk. I have a list of great gift ideas. And Dawn Meadows-Dixon will also be on today. And I get to tell her about a couple of movies I just saw. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Folks, go to the showroom. They have waiting for you at the front counter squeegees. That sounds funny, because most squeegees are kind of ugly. These are gorgeous. They're chrome or brushed nickel, and because you're AM and the PM, these are $25 squeegees. If you walk in, say, I'm AM and the PM, $15. Get one for yourself. Get one as a gift. I promise you, they won't go, squeegee, somebody else.